This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and I'll tell you what, it's about time they come back on my show because their product is awesome. Their company is an innovative technology company. We're talking no other than Bioelectronics Corp. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BIEL. And with us today is the Vice President of Sales, Keith Nalepka. And he's been with us back in February. Keith, it's good back to have you on the show.
Thanks a lot, Everett. Really appreciate it. It's always fun to be here. Always look forward to chatting with you and giving you what's going on with bioelectronics here.
You know, can you tell, it's been, like I said, about 5 months since you've been on the show back in February. Can you bring myself and your stockholders and my listeners a little bit up to date on the latest on the U.S. FDA clearance on the post-operative pain and what that means to the shareholders?
Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to. And first off, it's, you know, to pat ourselves on the back here and stop for a second as a company. Anytime you get something through the FDA, it's an amazing achievement.
That is true.
And you know how a grind that can be. And the team here has done that and successfully completed the FDA clearance for post-operative pain. You know, it's an amazing feat to do that with 12 people. But what does that do for us? Really, at the end of the day, what do the shareholders care? And what it's really going to do is open up a huge marketplace for us. There's millions of people out there getting surgeries. And the common theme in post-operative pain right now is that all of these physicians, looking at guidelines, looking at anything that was written, whether it be orthopods, anybody that's doing surgery, is what alternatives are there for post-op pain. What this product is going to be able to provide them is a drug-free alternative. And some people that we've already reached out to, we've had a great relationship with Northwest Specialty Hospital, where their doctors will be able to use this for cases in the immediate post-op period with this indication and give us the ability to take that information and then take it back to other like physicians all over the country. So before we got this, I started reaching out. You know, I'm charged as a vice president here. The most important thing is getting this sold. And what I started to do is reach out to McKesson, Cardinal, AmerisourceBergen, let them know what's coming. What I don't want to be doing is sitting here with a clearance and not having to sell this. Our shareholders come back to us consistently and say, what are you guys doing to get this thing sold? Preemptively, we wanted to get the chain loaded. We're doing that. And again, getting access to, I mean, you know, if you really look at it, most of these people, half of them having surgery, really report inadequate pain relief. And in studies that we presented to the FDA and what we hear anecdotally from physicians that have already started using it, it works. Patients are happy because they don't have to take opioids. Hospitals are very happy because if somebody was taking 60, you know, getting a prescription for 60 Percocet pills, they really don't need that in some cases, but worst case scenario, they're leaving the hospital with 15 or 20 pills. Doctors are already doing that. Hospitals are starting to see the value in it, and that's what it's going to mean to shareholders, is that we can sell this thing, get it placed, get it moving, and really take advantage of an FDA clearance that is not easy to win.
Well, I could testify about a year ago, Andy sent me a couple of them to my house. Myself, my wife, we both used it, and we're both believers on it. So I just want to give that testimonial out. I personally use it.
Hey, it's always appreciated.
That being said, what are we doing to get the active patch into Walmart and other chains?
Right. I mean, let's just give the shareholders exactly the questions that they're asking. And as I said, you know, the retail process is an interesting one. You know, everybody thinks watching Shark Tank or your favorite show that, you know, you just walk over to the retailer, back up our truck,
right,
and we stand there and drop these things off. It just doesn't work that way. So our category is just a little quick flavor. It resets, category meaning the pain management space inside of all these retailers. It resets once a year, and all of our meetings are going on now. We did meet with Walmart, and it was an amazing win. I met with this buyer before. You know, I've been in this space for 20 years. years, have relationships here. And what she's asked us to do is, first off, you know, she likes the product. The testimony that you give is not unique. You know, we get so many of these things. We sit with buyers. They're looking for the same thing. What does a buyer want right now? They're looking for alternatives to the Aleve direct therapy product. They're looking for alternatives as it relates to electroceuticals for the Icy Hot product. We have the ability to give it to them. You're talking about, you know, in retail, it comes down to square inches. And how productive can we help Walmart make their square inches? So what they came back to us do, I'm making an open plea to our shareholders. You know, if you want to help us, what we need right now is we've been charged with basically saying, Walmart has said to us, show us between now and my next meeting with them is in August, which though would have an option to bring the product into the store. Show us what you guys can do. You know, show us how many of these you can get sold through Walmart.com. At least it's a starting point. I'm asking our shareholders, if you have anybody that is suffering from pain, go through Walmart.com and buy one of these devices. It only helps our case. It only helps your case as a shareholder. But what we see is a common theme here with everybody that we deal with. They like the product. It works. It's in the right space. My job as a vice president is to put deals on the table. We're going to keep doing that, and we're going to try to move this company forward through executing with sales. Every one of our shareholders asks us about sales. We have got to start delivering that with the FDA clearance. We're going to do that. And with this Walmart deal and other retail chains that we're also talking to, we intend to do the same.
Speaking of sales, how's sales looking?
So yeah, the FDA clearance, you know, as I said, is a help, and it drives that main question. It gets back to sales. As a pink sheet listed company, what are we doing to drive sales? We're going to use our global partnerships to get this done. Money Pharma, which I think we'll talk about, is going forward. But what we need is a U.S. presence at this point. We have the two existing OTC clearances for osteoarthritis of the knee. We also have the plantar fasciitis indication. But what we've got to do is help this get on shelf here, and that's what I'm doing. That's going to drive sales. That's going to basically help us solve the issue of every small company of this size. Clearances are great. All of them are substantial wins, but at the end of the day, we need to flip the switch and drive sales. And we're going to do that through a retail presence. We're going to do that with an FDA clearance that we have for post-operative pain. And we're going to move the company forward with the vehicles internationally, like Bunny Pharma and things like that.
You know, you bring up a good question moving forward. I want to ask you, and I don't know if you're equipped to answer this question, but I certainly get a lot of emails about your company and your product. When are we going to be able to move forward from the pink sheet onto the OTCQB?
Yeah, great question. I mean, getting back to shareholders, I'm always happy to answer questions with shareholders. These guys are the lifeblood of the company, and we've always had great shareholders. You know, as an example, when we got FDA clearance, there was a litany of positive emails into the company. But to answer the question directly, we have to execute and we have to drive sales. That will solve a lot of our problems. It will give us options. There are certain options out there of which the team here can decide to take. I don't see or I'm not privy to any of those options right now. What I'm going to do is help drive sales to put the answer to that question as it relates to dollars into the company on the table. The company then can then choose a path which is best to them, which hasn't been decided at this point.
You know, you guys do a lot internationally in sales. One of the companies that was strong for you guys was Boots. That being said, where are we at on Monday Pharma and other distributors?
Well, you know, getting back to the UK, sales have dramatically improved over there. Getting back to that, we're now getting a lot more OTC prescriptions back over there. We have a great person that's helping us sell the product in the UK to pick up where Boots left off. In the last 2 months, that's trended dramatically higher. But the essence of what I've tried to do here, and I've said this a couple different times, is put deals on the table of which the company can move forward. Money Pharma will be a great partner. We're in negotiations with them for some more geographies in addition to the Australia, New Zealand, and the countries in Southeast Asia. The FDA clearance, we'll also start talking with them about about the ability for them to sell the RX-based product. The other thing that's really important to these companies, I think that a lot of people miss, is, you know, to present a product line is much different than presenting one vehicle. It interests them a lot more. So our ability to have a higher-priced item with an FDA clearance for post-operative pain is something that's very appealing to them, and we've already, you know, heard that from people. And that's what we're going to continue to do. I mean, MoneyFarm is a great partner. You couldn't have found somebody more perfectly suited with, you know, in excess of, you know, 350 sales reps that are out there promoting it, doing it the right way. We have to have somebody, especially with the RX-based product, we have to have a sales force driving sales. That's what that team is going to do. And, you know, we'll continue to do that.
Keith, before I let you go, what do you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from this interview?
Well, you know, I think the FDA clearance is a real high water mark here that we're going to capitalize on. We have Accupatch and the existing additions to what we think will be retail wins for us as well. We're also, you know, as I said, what am I trying to do? I'm trying to get to all my Purdue friends that have left that company, started other companies. We're in discussions with two other companies in the U.S. to help us with both the RX-based product, as well as Accupatch. The one company that we're talking with has over 40,000 doors. I'm charged with just putting deals on the table and getting the company, hopefully, to execute on those. We're going to continue to do that. And as I said, we talked to everybody, and in the beginning, you and I were just chatting about when we put this product, Accupatch, on the table in front of these companies, there hasn't been an instance when people aren't interested. It's never been, the response has never been, hey guys, great product. You know, we're not really sure about that. We are aligned in a great space, the pain management space, with a product that is in demand, both now with the Recovery RX line on the prescription side, as well as Accupatch. We just have to start delivering, and that's what I'm charged with, and that's what I intend to do. So,
for my listeners, if you want to learn a little bit more about the company, go to their website, bielcorp.com. You've been listening to the Vice President of Sales, Keith Nalepka, with Bioelectronics. They trade on the OTC markets. Go ahead and look them up. Their ticker symbol is BIEL. Keith, I want to thank you for stopping by, bringing us up to speed on the company. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Everett, thanks a lot, man. I always enjoy coming on. It's always to talk about a great little product and great little company. Look forward to speaking again.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.